Radio MD.
RadioMD.com.
Your eyes are the window to your health. Time to learn more with Dr. Robert Abel Jr., the Wizard of Eyes.
Hi, and welcome back. We're going to discuss the agony and ecstasy of blepharitis. You probably didn't know there was ecstasy, but when you can get rid of something, it is an ecstatic experience. And that's why we have our expert, Dr. Catherine Najafi Toggle, back with us. She is a physician, an ophthalmologist, a researcher, an inventor, and just a Renaissance woman who helped develop this. So welcome back, Catherine, and we hope you can tell us a little bit about the product and how to use it for all those people out there who really need it.
Good morning, Rob. Thank you. Sure, I'll be happy to share with you how I recommend it to my patients. It is so important to, you know, have your eyes examined, obviously, when you have a red eye, because as you mentioned, there are so many different causes of red eyes. One of the more common causes is blepharitis or anterior blepharitis, when the front surface of the eyelid gets inflamed and the lashes and the follicles can become actually swollen. And one of the ways I usually recommend patients to use Avenova is to saturate a piece of a cotton pad, like 100% cotton pad, and apply it directly to the base of the lids and lashes. Some patients that have a lot of crusting on their lids and lashes would benefit from kind of a little deeper cleaning with Q-tips. So if they feel comfortable using a Q-tip, I usually have them go to a magnified mirror and apply the Avenova again to the base of the lashes. And they can sort of spray it on the Q-tips and then apply the Q-tip to the lids and lashes and get the crusting off. So those are two ways that I recommend. We actually have a special cloth called Nova Wipes that are sort of a nice way of applying the Avenova. It's a sort of a softer cloth that's dry, and you can just kind of spray a couple of puffs of Avenova on that cloth and then use it on the lids and lashes.
Is that cloth reusable?
It is not. So it's actually, that's the whole point, is that you don't want to reuse a cloth. I recommend using sort of one side of the cloth for one eyelid and then the other side to the other side. I don't recommend reusing a cloth just because, you know, what you want to remove the bacteria, you want to remove the debris and then be able to dispose of the cloth and not have to sort of think about, okay, was this cloth clean or not?
Perfect. That makes a lot of sense. So Mrs. Jones comes in. Obviously, it's not her first day of dry eyes. She's usually been around to three other ophthalmologists, and she's tried all kinds of stuff, comes in with a bag of medication. And so you know that this is a little more chronic. How long would you advise her to initiate therapy twice a day, and would you ever taper, or would you be on a maintenance dose?
So that's a great example. You know, over 80% of dry eye syndromes are caused by meibomian gland disease, which is actually a form of posterior blepharitis, which is the glands that are actually in the eyelid margin not producing the appropriate tears. And what I recommend usually in that case is to apply heat, warm compress, and try to massage the glands, and then apply the Avenova twice a day. And generally, I start with twice a day dosing, and then once we get to the place where a patient actually feels more comfortable, they can cut it back to once a day. But the gland expression is also very important.
If someone, let's say, has a Schirmer test that's low, like 2 or 3, would you have them sort of use it once a day forever?
They may need to continue sort of having that lid cleaning done on a regular basis and massaging the glands on a regular basis. It may also be helpful actually to combine the Avenova with a product called Restasis that helps with dry eye syndrome. So I'm not really opposed or basically I recommend additional treatment if the patient really requires it. Certainly, Avenova once a day would be beneficial as well.
Have you used either Lacrisert as a pellet that's inserted in, or meibomian flow, flow as adjuncts to this? And do you think that either of those are necessary very often?
I have actually tried the Lacosert for a couple of patients. It's a little bit difficult actually to insert the pellets. So I haven't had much luck with that on a chronic basis for patients. And as far as the MIBO flow, it is a way to apply heat. The heat with the MIBO flow is applied directly on the external surface. It's a metal surface that sort of provides the heat. And it's sort of the same thing as if someone can actually put some warm compress using some other method of applying heat. So what I have used that's been quite effective is the Lippi flow, and that is actually applying the heat directly to the inside of the eyelid and then using thermal pulsation to sort of evacuate the glands. And that's a sort of an automated thermal pulsation unit that takes about 12 minutes to perform this whole, applying heat and evacuation of the glands. And that seems to be very effective, and it's actually the only FDA-cleared therapy for meibomian gland disease.
You know, it's very interesting. We also, it's brilliant that you said that your technique and Avenova and applying warmth to the eye before perhaps even doing anything is almost as good as these more technical procedures that require return visits, etc. And the key is, I think, wherever you can to get the patient to be able to do as much on their own as they can, because there's no copay that way.
Oh, of course, yes. And for instance, Lippi flow can be very expensive, and it's not something that you can do every day, whereas, the applying heat at home and doing gentle massaging of the glands and applying the Avenova is something that patients can do on their own. I usually recommend it. I tell patients, think of this as brushing your teeth. You have to brush your teeth every day. You can't just go to the doctor once a year and have them clean your teeth and expect that you're going to retain your teeth. So brushing the teeth every day, cleaning your eyelids every day, it is extremely important for the health of the eye, for the surface of the eye, and patients' function and being able to see better.
I'm in full agreement and feel better, and your day is better. Do you think many ophthalmologists are going to do this? Are they going to be interested? Are they going to pick it up like when you spoke to me, like I picked this up and said, this is so magical. If it can help 80% of people, it's miraculous for this large group of people suffering. Do you think many ophthalmologists will be doing it?
I hope so, Rob. A lot of ophthalmologists are not as quick to try something that's new and revolutionary as you are. A lot of physicians tend to want to kind of wait and see till other doctors have used it and then get recommendations from other physicians. But many of the physicians do respond to patients' requests. So if a patient goes in and says, this is what I want, then they will agree to write a prescription for them.
Perfect. And the fact is that it's so inexpensive, and it lasts long enough, and it's cheaper than a bottle of eye drops in most cases. It's just so marvelous. And I just want to thank you again, Catherine, for being on the show and for being so wonderful in creating this. This has been extremely effective for my patients, for myself, my family, and keep up the great work. Thanks so much. This is Dr. Rob Abel, The Wizard of Eyes, on RadioMD.com. For more information on this segment or any of my segments, feel free to visit my show page at RadioMD.com. Thanks for listening. Stay well, see well, and catch the latest.